With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. Department of Agriculture officially announced the establishment of the Domestic Hemp Production Program just last week. It's a program that's designed to create a consistent regulatory framework that involves hemp production across the country. And there's still plenty of concerns among farmers who are considering growing hemp. Part of that concern surrounds THC content of the crop. If the THC content of the plant is too low, it's not as profitable. But if it's too high, it's considered marijuana. The USDA's Greg Ibaugh explains some of the testing provisions for industrial hemp.
We also have been having questions about those results that may fall outside the 0.3, which is established by the statute as the line between hemp and marijuana. We will look at a measurement of uncertainty that must be estimated and reported with test results. If the actual THC level is within the range of the measurement of uncertainty, the results will be considered acceptable. Also, there is a provision in the statute that identifies at what level a crop is considered a negligent violation, and that has been established to be above 0.5% THC.
The USDA says the program should help create some new economic opportunities for farmers. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.